hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
No one has the balls to stand up like I'm doing right now.
Let's stop the crap already.
We're all Americans. We're all equal. I don't see black. I don't see Asian. I don't see anything but American.
Welcome to Bo Dietl's One Tough Podcast. A lot of action this week. A lot of action going on. First of all, I was just at the rap party in Brooklyn at a place called the Box Hotel. A rap party for the Godfather of Harlem. And that's about my friend Bumpy Johnson, played by Forest Whitaker, is one of the great actors. Some of my co-stars in there, I was playing along with. He plays the chin. He cuts two of my fingers off. And I'm supposed to be Tommy Lucchese, and he cuts my fingers off. And I look at him, and I tell him, that's all you got. So it was a great series. It's coming out this January, The Godfather of Harlem. Very, very entertaining. So my co-star in that one is the guy from Law and Order, D'Onofrio, Vincent D'Onofrio. What a great actor. What a great actor to act with him. So we have the rap party. All of a sudden we go over there, and guess who was there? I didn't know who was the guy. He like was dressed like he just walked off a subway platform, and everybody's, you know, sucking up to him and all that. And I really didn't recognize the guy. Who do you think it was? It was the Carl Hasty. He is the head of the New York State Senate. Excuse me, New York State Assembly, Carl Hasty. He's one of the two fools, along with Cousins, the head of the New York State Senate, that passed this ridiculous bail reform crap that's letting every criminal out, no matter what your history is, no matter what your crime background is. Commit a robbery. Carry a gun. Don't worry about it. You're going to be getting out of jail. So I walked over to him, only respectful, because I'm a respectful guy. I walk over to him, I extended my hand, I shook his hand. It was like a little wet fish anyway, the handshake. So he looks at me. He knew exactly who I was. He knew one thing, I wasn't there to be one of his fans. And in my mind, I said to myself, well, I'm in New York City. If I ever punch this guy out, there'll be no bail. I thought about it real quickly, but only in passing. And I just wanted to, you know, tune him down. But it wasn't a place. You know, he was there. I don't know what the hell he was doing there. Obviously, he has got nothing to do. Obviously, doesn't feel like crime is that bad in New York State, New York City, because he just keeps pushing this bail reform crap. So that was that. You know, all I could say is that the man must be sleeping in a capsule not to know that the crime is going crazy in New York City. And, you know, we're talking about crime now. Let's stay with that for a little bit. And then we got these green goblins. You see this act? These women that need to go on a little bit of a diet. They put these stretchy leotards on, and they go into subways, and they're beating up on young girls, beating them and robbing them. Now they're the green goblins. And, I mean, this is what it's all become. They're very oversized, so they're not hard to find, because all you got to do is look for some big, oversized woman dressed in green stretchies. And believe me, that's just a challenge, how far those stretchies can stretch, because they're big girls. They're big girls, and they're locking them up and all that kind of stuff. And what we're doing now is the violence is up 40%. And then my friend Eric Adams. Eric, please, Eric, you're the mayor. Remember, I told you, you're the man that can bring this all together. Telling me about the guns. We've gone through this drill with the guns. I met just not too long ago with one of the top deputy mayors of New York City, and we're talking about guns. And again, I keep bringing up, we don't have to reinvent the wheel with guns. Right now, the federal law, if you're a convicted felon and you're around New York City or New York State or anywhere in this country and you have an illegal handgun, there's a minimum of 10 years, up to 15 years. And my thing is, why aren't we prosecuting these criminals that are carrying illegal handguns and prosecute them federally and put them in jail for 10 years, and then maybe we won't have them all running around. And then we come up with this fool idea about people with gun permits. Oh, you can't go to Times Square. Up, you can't go on the subway. Up, you can't go on the bus. Oop, you can't go to church. What the hell do I need a gun permit if I can't carry it to protect me or my family? Come on, this is kind of silly as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know, but I'd like to get the statistics. How many bad shootings in New York City has there been with legal gun-carrying people? I don't think there's even a graph that can show any results on this thing. I have not heard of a legally carried gun. And the majority of people carrying guns in New York City legally, other than law enforcement, are my brothers and sisters who have retired from law enforcement. It's like a whole army out there of us. I carry it, my partners carry, and you know what we are? We're just another backup army for the police. God knows if anything happens, I would take action, my partners would take action, and we're a brotherhood. And that's the reality as far as with carrying a gun legally. And it's very important people understand. When you are former, retired, favorably law enforcement, you know what you got to do, when you got to do it, and I have no problem with that. Again, crime is soaring, and now all of a sudden, the governor, my favorite Schnaggletoot, Empress Ming Hochul. Yes, that's right, Hochul. Snaggletooth, because your teeth are falling out, your eyebrows are near your head, near your headline. And anybody remembers Flash Gordon? You remember Emperor Ming? Well, she looks like Empress Ming. And she's out there talking about freaking catalytic converters are being stolen. Hey, Hochul, catalytic converters? I know it's bad if you get in your car, you turn it on, and you ain't going nowhere. But I think I'm a little more fearful about robberies, assaults, people being beat up. And again, on the subways, I think we had 8 killed this year already. And they're not all guns there, my mayor. I think something like 3 were shot. The other ones were stabbed, beat. So it's not all about the gun one. It's not all about arresting, trying to find out where the gun was made, where it came through and all that. That's a load of bullcrap. Because all these illegal handguns on the street are being carried illegally. How about let's go after the people that are pulling the damn triggers on the guns? How about let's build more prisons if we have to. Let's put these criminals away because that's what it's all about. Now we have a Governor Hochul, and we're coming down to the finish line here. And my man, Lee Zeldin's looking pretty damn good. And all these polls got it pretty close. But I'm going to tell you something. Right now, I'm so glad Lee has separated these garbage advertisements on the air all the time. First, they make this black and white picture of Lee like he's the evil man. And they go like this. Lee Zeldin is against abortion for rape victims. And Lee Zeldin's against any kind of abortion. He's come out. He cleared it up. He said, look it, I become the governor. I am not changing any laws. I personally have my own beliefs, but I will not change any laws on abortion, and I will not do anything to stop the abortions that are going on. Now, everybody listen. That's all Hochul talks about in all her advertisement. You can look over even in Pennsylvania with that Zerb-looking guy with the electrode coming out of his neck. He's running for United States Senate against Dr. Oz. That's all they talk about is abortion. Hey, Governor Hochul, there are other major issues. How about the major issue of crime and fear in this city and state, across our state? Hey, Hochul, how about the inflation? How about the interest rates are up near 7%? Hey, Hochul, how about our energy? We now are paying so much more money. How about all the corruption? You raised about $50 million, Hochul. It's like a cash register. Anybody that wants to get anything done in this city, all my big real estate developers, none of these son of a guns pay any taxes. They got all these real estate investment trusts and funds and all this stuff, appreciation, depreciation. When it comes down to the bottom line, they ain't paying no taxes. I just got hit with a 45% income tax on the federal, on my earnings. 45% from the federal government. Then you got New York State and you got New York City. And for some reason, these billionaires are paying bullcrap. But you know what they do? They give money to Snaggletooth Hochul for anything they want. I want to build 5 buildings over there. All right, we'll give you a tax relief. Oh, I want to sell a test for COVID. $657 million. Okay, you charge it 3 times the amount. But yet, This Hochul is the pay for play. She makes de Blasio, that criminal, look like he's teething, and makes Kumo look like he's teething. She is one mess, and people have to realize. And here's what I'm going to say, what we have to tell everybody. Let's pick up phones. Pick up phones to our relatives. Pick up phones to anybody you know who's a Democrat, who is an independent, who are not registered Republicans. I don't need them. The registered Republicans know what they got to do. But you pick up the phone and say, look, it, what will happen if your daughter, your son, God forbid, your grandchild was the victim of a crime? What are you going to do? Say, oh, I shouldn't have voted for Hochul. I should have changed bail reform. And the only one that can make it happen is Lee Zeldin. So in reality is, when you become a victim or one of your loved ones become a victim, don't call me for security, okay? Because I'm going to ask you, who'd you vote for? Well, if you voted for Hochul, go call the fire department or go call the sanitation department, because I don't want to have nothing to do with you, because you're the catalyst to make this happen. I got my sons that travel on the subway every day. I got a daughter and a grandson who travel in New York City every day. I'm scared stiff every day. It's not perception, Mr. Eric Adams. What it is fear. People are living in fear. I carry a gun, thankfully, a legal gun, but everyone can't do that. So the real issues are, like I said, we have the crime issue. We have the corruption issue. We have now, how about 4 friggin' million? 4 million illegals have come across our border. Now, all of a sudden, we're building tent cities. In the tent cities, food, whatever you want, everything's happy days. I'm about to get my family, go to Mexico, come across the border, and go into a tent city. You live for free. You got free rent. You got free food. Whatever you want to do.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Something is wrong with this. When you have the hard-working Americans that are out there working every day, and all we're doing is curtailing to these illegals, it's insanity. It's insanity. On that note, you know, I'm sorry for getting crazy. Like, every week I get so nuts. But when I see, and they're talking about transit crime, nobody. I had dinner with my son last night. And he lives on Long Island, but he comes to the city every day. I said, take an Uber. He goes, oh, no, Dad, it's too expensive. So I gave him $100. I said, you take an Uber. Do not go into that subway at night. Please don't go in that subway. I think he may have pocketed the $100 and went and took the train anyway. But I got to let people know it is dangerous. It is really fearful. And everyone should be fearful. And, you know, the only way we can combat it is Election Day. Go and vote Republican. But more important than that is, let other people know about this is a choice. And if we don't turn this corner right now, all we're going to do is go deeper and deeper into the abyss, and there's not going to be any coming back from this. I'm going to tell you right now, it's only going to get worse. And I'm just glad to see in the papers, I think it's a 4-point spread that Lee Zeldin's behind only 4 points. To me, those 4 points, and when people get polled, my experience, and when they're Democrat, when someone calls them, they lie. They don't want to say, oh, I'm going to vote for Lee Zeldin. And I think this could be like a Pataki act here. I think Lee could take this snaggletooth woman out and take this corrupt son of a gun out. All she does is pay for play. If you want something done, you just tell her, here's my contribution. I need this. Okay, you can get anything you want. You talk about pay for play, just like Big Bird de Blasio with his pay for play. That's what it's all about. Now, if you're a hard-working person, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't it bother you that you could buy these politicians so openly like that? And nobody cares about it. Nobody cares as far as what is going on now across this country. And what else really, really gets me is when we talk about New York City. New York City is the greatest city in the world. Eric Adams, who I know from the beginning, is the one that can change it. If he doesn't come out against what's going on in Albany about the bail reform, then he becomes a guilty party. He's working in concert. Eric, you've got to scream for your New York City people. We've got to turn this city around. Everybody in the world is now going to Florida, Carolinas. They want out. Now we got this utter moron here. You know, we go back to immigration. 4 million illegals. We don't know who they are. And then they make everybody get COVID shots. These people are coming in with smallpox, little pox, monkey pox, cock pox, every pox in the world. We don't even know who they are. But we're bringing them into our country. They've infested our country with all these diseases right now. And then, how about 140,000 Americans last year have died because of one thing, fentanyl. Fentanyl. People don't realize how bad fentanyl. One little speck to kill you. So what they're doing is they're spiking up the cocaine, the heroin, and even pot. They put a little drop of that crap in there. It's such an addictive thing. 140,000 Americans are dead because of fentanyl, and we're not stopping it. We're letting it happen, and we talk about where it's coming through. It's coming through the Mexican border. It's coming, being made in China. Where is this president, this phony guy who shakes hands with make-believe people, Biden? Where is he protecting Americans? 140,000 Americans are dying because of fentanyl. These are issues, and then let's go back to the border with this idiot, Homeland Security Advisor Alejandro Mayorkas, whatever the hell his name is, this bald-headed moron. All of a sudden, he doesn't know what's going on. He don't know what's going on. Where did this pick come from? When you look at the cabinet that Biden put in, this is the catalyst of moron one. Then you have the attorney general, moron two. Then you have the other guy from Indianapolis with the guy who just had a baby through somebody else. I don't know. He's a transgender or he's a transformer. Buckus, whatever the hell his name is. And he is now the transportation. Boy, what a lineup he has. You couldn't have picked worse people, Biden. But I guess it comes along with the territory. You're a moron, so you pick morons to be around you. Now all of a sudden it comes out with the whipping of the Haitians coming over the border. It was all a lie. It was a lie. And you never came out. And you're supposed to be the head of Homeland Security protecting Americans. What are you doing about the 4 million that we know have come across in the last year and a half? What are you doing about it? Nothing. And it was okay to put people on planes and ship them up to Westchester in the middle of the night. But now all of a sudden, when my friend Governor DeSantis and my other friend from Texas are sending them up to New York City and Washington, D.C., oh, we don't want them. Well, you know something? Why don't you pick up the phone and tell your president, stop the nonsense, close up the border. This is what's going on. So in reality, this is more basically a show that we're talking about voting in November. And picking up the phone. Again, this is, I'm begging everyone, call up your Democratic friends, your liberal friends, your independent friends, people, and just use that scenario I just said. What if your child or your grandchild was the victim of a crime? What would you feel like? Because right now, if you vote for Hochul, there's nothing you can say, because all you're doing is adding fuel to the fire. And that's what's going to happen. And I guarantee you, all my listening audience, you will know somebody, or you and your family will become a victim of this crime wave. And that's exactly what's going to be happening across this country. Again, we go back to the gun laws. I've told Eric Adams, I've told his top deputy commissioner, deputy mayor, we could start prosecuting these guns, illegal guns, with convicted felons and give them 10-year sentences. Everybody's worrying about the criminals. I worry about the victims. That has been my life's work, is to worry about people, people that are threatened, people that are in fear, people that are crime victims. And again, we have to start worrying about ourselves. And if we don't change and we don't get everybody on board this election day to make a wave and change the direction of this country, this whole thing, I talk about it all, the George Floyd effect. God knows, you know what? He should never have died. But my point is, every cop now is being crucified because of that one incident. People don't realize there's millions, millions and millions of interactions between police and people. There is no organized effort of the police to hurt anybody. And that's a load of crap. And I love the idea with these stupid iPhones. Everyone loves to watch a video on their iPhone, but they don't see the whole story. They only see the part that people want you to see. And this is the ruination of our country, are these cell phones where they take the one part they want. Not when the guy smacks the cop in the face, spits at the cop in the face. They just see this second half. And then they tell cops, well, in New York City, you have to arrest somebody on a charge. You can't get on top of them. No, 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 no. That's a diaphragm law. You can't get them in a headlock. Hey, if I couldn't have used a headlock, I never killed anybody in all my time on a force locking up 1,000 people. Hey, guy 6'4", 6'5", a little guy 5'8". If I can't use a headlock to get them on the ground, what the hell am I supposed to do? Now you're supposed to handcuff somebody. And I challenge anybody. Try to handcuff a woman who's 100 pounds. If she don't want to be handcuffed, it ain't pretty. And you know what? You have to hold them down to handcuff. So anybody tells you anything different is ridiculous. So, you know, I mean, basically, I think the issues from my podcast today are as follows. The most important issue is we're getting close to November, to Election Day. Please pick up the phone. Make it your duty to call up people and let them call other people and say, if we don't get this tide to change, we're only going deeper and deeper. And you know what? I'm sorry to say, if we don't win in November, I don't think we're ever going to see the sun come out again. We're just going to go deeper and deeper into the hole. The next thing they're going to do is they'll control, if they control the Senate and the House again, and this moron president, they'll go to make two new states, Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., so they could get four new United States senators. And then the Republicans will never win the Senate. The Congress right now, you got Snaggletooth, Speaker of the House over there. Oh, everything is fine. Everything's fine. Go look at what happened to your state over there. Oh, buy a battery car. The only thing is now we got no electric. So what are you going to do? Plug it up your ass? What are you going to do with the battery car if you can't get electricity? Sorry. I'm just venting right now. But the most important thing right now from this podcast is please vote. Please pick up the phone. Have other people vote, because this is the difference between life or death, and I'm serious, life or death for our families and our loved ones. So remember, keep tuning into the podcast, and I'll be back next week. And again, I apologize to anybody with my rant and my language. I don't mean to offend anybody, but this is our lives that we have to be able to change. And I don't want to hear this, oh, I don't vote. If you don't vote, shut your mouth, because you got no choice in this. You got to go out and vote. Your vote counts. Every vote counts. Democrat, independent, Republican, everyone, get out there and vote. And just vote Republican. Let's do a red wave. If the red wave don't happen, we're going to go into the abyss of life. It's only going to get worse. So remember, keep calling and keep contact. Anybody needs anything, you can get to me on my website, www.investigationswithans.com, or you could call up. If you need any help, investigations, security, you could call me up at 212-557-3334, and you could get some of my great detectives to investigate or to be security. You need armed people? Call Bo. Remember, One Tough Cop loves New York City, loves New York, and keep tuned to One Tough Podcast, Bo Dietl's One Tough Podcast. Tell everybody about it. Tune in. Thank you very much.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, Anacool, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.